Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Ricky.
Ricky, you're caller 20.
The craziest thing, last week I was caller 20 at the same time.
Is that right? Well, you got it dialed in.
Yeah.
You are on the standby boarding list to see Sublime in the Netherlands.
I'm ready. My bags are packed.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? I gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent, so we're not going to play them for the next 4 hours if I can pay attention close enough. We have People Are Dumb, car thieves that got caught in traffic. We also have a great news story today that will restore your faith in humanity, which we need at times. What's up with Florida on the show today? We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we have Netflix is a joke festival tickets. Your choice, Seth Rogen or Nate Bargatze. So that's coming up as well. Plus, we will continue to qualify you to see Sublime in the Netherlands. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You're drunk.
Wait, hold on. Nope. Nope. Gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Nope. Look. Guys stole a car and a bunch of guns and got caught on the freeway in traffic. People Are Dumb, coming up next on K-Rock. I never want to talk during that part because it's so peaceful. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon, and we have more chances for you to qualify to see Sublime in the Netherlands. But first...
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
He's coming away!
On February 6th, 2026, dispatch broadcast a call regarding an auto burglary that had just occurred in the Southern District.
This is in San Francisco.
A witness stated that a suspect in a dark-colored SUV had just burglarized a vehicle and stole a backpack. The suspect vehicle had been reported stolen out of the peninsula and received an alert that it was being driven in the South of Market area.
So not only did they steal a backpack, they stole a car.
A drone was launched and quickly located the vehicle and witnessed it driving in a parking lot casing other vehicles.
So the guys in the stolen car are now driving around a parking lot looking at other cars to see if there's anything in them that they might want to take as well.
The drone continued to monitor and update units on the ground as the suspect vehicle exited the lot.
The drone was on them almost immediately. It was watching everything that was happening.
The vehicle drove towards the Octavia off-ramp exit, but got stuck in heavy traffic.
And by heavy traffic, he was completely stopped. Everyone was stopped.
Due to the fact that the vehicle was attempting to get back onto city streets, had already committed multiple felonies, and would likely recklessly flee from patrol officers, putting lives at risk. Responding officers developed a plan to apprehend the suspect.
Police officers got out of their car and started running up toward the car that was stolen.
Several uniformed police officers ran up the off-ramp towards the suspect vehicle. The suspects in the vehicle then got out and fled as officers pursued them on foot.
Now they're on a freeway, so they can't really get off and get out and get lost anywhere. They're on a freeway that this particular part of the freeway is risen. So they have to just run straight on the freeway to get away. Feel like I could have described that better.
One of the suspects climbed over the center divide and ran on the southbound lanes of traffic of 101 before officers tackled him to the ground and took him into custody. The other suspect ran southbound in the northbound lanes of 101 and attempted to hide behind occupied vehicles.
He was literally playing hide and seek, dashing behind cars that were occupied because they were in traffic.
He's over here. He just threw something.
Several more uniformed officers ran towards the suspect, who then ran over to the east ledge of the freeway and tossed a firearm over onto the street below.
So they've got a drone and like 10 officers surrounding this guy, and he takes his gun out and throws it just to make sure he doesn't get caught with it.
The drone captured this and quickly alerted officers on scene. Several officers caught up to the suspect and placed him under arrest, as well as locating and seizing the firearm that had been tossed moments prior.
So, of course, having nowhere to go and all the police presence, they tracked him down and arrested him.
Officers secured the stolen vehicle and located another firearm with an extended magazine. Both suspects were convicted felons who were prohibited from possessing firearms.
Excellent! Stolen cars, stolen firearms. Good work.
They were booked into county jail for multiple felony charges, including possession of a stolen vehicle, auto burglary, and several firearm-related charges.
Dumbass. We want to send you to the Netherlands to see Sublime. You've got another chance to qualify for that. coming up in about 5 minutes on the world famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Alan.
Alan, you are caller 20.
Oh, my goodness, really?
You're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see Sublime in the Netherlands.
Well, thank you so very much. Is this Kevin?
It is, yes.
Kevin, this is Alan, the old intern over there.
Oh, hey, Alan.
Good to see you, man.
How have you?
I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. How have you been? Good?
I've been good. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, hopefully you could win this trip to the Netherlands on us.
I would appreciate that. Thank you so much.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. My friend Jessica put me onto this Instagram account where a Delaware grocery store inspired by NPR's Tiny Desk showcases local artists. So it's owners of a grocery store that have a space that local musical artists can come and perform while people are shopping. So we lined him up. Hello, Jose.
Hello.
Hey, Jose, it's Kevin from K-Rock.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
How you doing, man? Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
No, thank you for giving us a call.
Of course. Tell me about Fiesta Fresh Market. Are you the owner, the manager? How are you related to that?
I'm a co-owner. We started Fiesta Fresh Market in 2024 as a family endeavor with my father and my sister.
It started out as a normal grocery store, right?
That's right. Yeah, carniceria and like fresh produce was like the focus. And we have a couple different groceries from a couple different countries that we import.
And where are you located?
In Newcastle, Delaware.
Delaware, right. So I was drawn specifically to the idea that you have a space where people that are musicians can perform in your grocery store.
That's right. It's not a dedicated section. It's actually right in front of our produce table when you come in. But it's the most ample space that we have in the store. And what we do is we end up miking up the musicians to our in-store PA that also projects outside. But other than that, it's really just an acoustic session that they have when customers are shopping.
How did this idea begin?
It started because I got the opportunity to visit the NPR offices where they filmed Tiny Desk.
NPR's concert venue is literally a tiny desk in an office, and you can see their videos everywhere. All the big artists stop by and play that space.
And I realized how small the setup was and that it was in someone's desk and there's people working around. And I thought it was really interesting to maybe put that concept when people are shopping in the grocery store, since we already have a playlist going that's pretty up tempo. So it would have been funny to, you know, bring maybe like a salsa or a cumbia group in. Sadly, I didn't have anyone around the area to bring that idea to life, but some of the artists that were around did like the idea and gave us the opportunity to feature them.
How do they find out about the opportunity to perform in a grocery store?
I have a record label based out of Wilmington, Delaware, and through that we have some artists that we've signed that were visiting us in Delaware. One of them is Dariel Cano, who's actually living in Moreno Valley now. He recently moved there from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He was visiting the store, and he was one of the first artists to let us kind of film him in the grocery store for a promo.
You yourself are not in a band. What do you do for the performances?
But I do most of the audio work, like producing, recording, and also managing.
What a great idea this is. How can people look up the performances that have happened at your store?
Our primary, where we post them primarily, is Instagram and TikTok at Fiesta Fresh Market.
Fiesta Fresh Market.
Links. Clips on YouTube as well. And the artists that do give us permission, the idea is to also upload them on streaming platforms for them, for people to listen to them on their commute.
What a great idea this is. Have you ever had somebody start performing and you said, oh my God, this is a mistake, they're terrible?
Thankfully not yet, but and I hope we don't, you know, but you never know.
Listen, I love everything you're doing. I love that you're providing a place for local musicians to play. But I hope you do. I mean, it would be hilarious because you have to figure out, like, how long do I let this go on? Do I stop them halfway? I'm hoping that for you.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll cross that road when we get there.
Jose, again, the Instagram is at Fiesta Fresh Market, and you can see some of the people, the local people there, who are going to the grocery store to perform live music. What a great idea this is.
I appreciate it, Kevin.
Thank you, Jose. Thank you for talking to me today.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, Bye-bye. You too. Bye. About an hour from right now, we do the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. Today, I have a strange song for you. I don't know if it fits K-Rock or not. You decide. It's coming up at 420 on K-Rock. Got a story coming up in great news that will inspire you that there are still good people out there. That's coming up on K-Rock.
It is a story that captured the hearts of people all around the world. An elderly DoorDash driver went viral after a Tennessee woman shared a clip of him delivering to her home.
This is an old dude that looks like it's really difficult for him to get up the stairs to drop off their food, but he does it, fights through it.
As News 2's Alicia Wimberly shows us, that delivery would change his life forever.
All right, so here's 78-year-old Richard Pulley talking to ABC News.
All the people have been good, and Ms. Smith has been very good to me, and DoorDash has been very good to me.
A simple DoorDash delivery has transformed one man's life forever.
So this man was discovered just using Ring footage of him delivering the bag.
78-year-old Richard Pulley was recently caught on camera delivering to the Smith family in Manchester. After seeing him, they knew they wanted to help.
It's one of those situations where you look at somebody and you go, that person shouldn't have to still be working, and that is disappointing. Maybe we can do something about it.
Soon after, they created a GoFundMe and shared the video of him online.
The first thing I knew about it was the next day.
This is Richard Pulley again, the DoorDasher.
I saw another DoorDasher, and she said, oh, you've seen yourself on the internet? I said, what?
I've done that my whole life. What?
What? She said, let me show you. And she went to the car, come back. See, you got $31,000 this morning.
And that $31,000 turned into a $965,000 check.
People on GoFundMe raised almost $1 million for this man so that he could retire.
Richard has been driving for DoorDash for the past year and a half, ever since his wife lost her job, sometimes working 12-hour days.
It kept me working, and I need to keep myself moving.
Over 38,000 people donated to help support Richard and his wife, Brenda.
That is the beautiful part about this story. 38,000 people in the United States and all over the world pitched in small amounts to raise money for this man.
Brittany Smith, who posted the video, is thankful both of them can finally rest.
It really just shows his generation, because here he is just trying to make sure his family's taken care of. You know, him and his wife, he was doing it for her because he wanted to make sure that she had the medication that she needed to keep her off of dialysis. So
he was just doing it to try and raise money so that his wife didn't have to go on dialysis.
From the Philippines to the UK and even South Africa, people donated worldwide. Smith says it shows there's still hope for humanity.
Stories like this always remind me that there are more good people than bad. The bad people are just louder.
I've had so many people say, well, it was only $10, but it was so much more than that, right? Because that might have been their last $10. We don't know that. But they gave it to make sure that Richard had a chance at retiring. So
Richard and his wife are already making plans to buy a potential new home for themselves with the money. But most of all, they're looking forward
to hookers and blow.
To a comfortable retirement.
That's what I meant. And that's great news. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, you're caller 20.
Woo!
You're in the drawing on Monday to see Sublime in the Netherlands.
Yes, please.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ with the 420 catch of the day. Kind of a strange one coming up. I'm excited for you to hear that. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. Three things at four.
Number one, the first ever Sperm Racing World Cup is set for this year.
Finally!
Yay! It's a global tournament where sperm samples representing 128 countries race along a microscopic lab-built track designed to mimic the human reproductive environment.
How do they know, like, we're the finish line is.
Listen, man, I don't know all of the rules and regulations, right, but here's what we do know about it.
The first ever Sperm Racing World Cup is set to take place this year with a $100,000 prize for the winner.
Yes.
The Sperm Racing website says you're allowed to apply as long as you're 18 years or older, free of sexually transmitted diseases, able to provide biological samples in compliance with competition regulations, and available to appear in recorded and live competition coverage and content. In order to represent your country, you must be born in that country, have at least 25% ancestry from that country, have one or both of your parents be from the country, or you hold residency or citizenship there. The bracket is explained online. The whole competition structure is laid out. It essentially starts with open applications and then qualifiers, head-to-head matches, tournament eliminations, live or recorded events, and then finally the finals event. This World Cup, however, is about a lot more than just the cash prize. The Sperm Racing manifesto on their website says, "Sperm racing isn't just about racing sperm, although let's be honest, that's hilarious. It's about turning health into a competition. It's about making male fertility something people actually want to talk about, track, and improve." Curious to know, what country will you be rooting for in the Sperm Racing World Cup?
The hell?
May the best sperm win. And number two, a McDonald's review is going viral for a very unexpected reason. A guy named Mike left a 2-star review and he said, "Came here for the seasonal shamrock shake. It was good, but had to knock off a few stars because my wife asked me for a divorce on the car ride home."
What?
The McCrispy strips were also tasty, so overall, still a pretty solid afternoon.
No. Take it out on McDonald's.
That's a guy who knows how to find a silver lining.
Wow.
And just want to send a lot of love to Mike. Number three, if you love lightsabers and a feeling of community, I may have just found your next hobby.
Welcome to the competitive world of LED saber combat.
There's not really a whole lot to stress about. We're adults fighting with lightsabers.
Based in science fiction, but grounded in reality, as athletes decked in customized fencing mask and armor clash in authentic swordplay. This group, part of a fighting family known as the Saber Legion, currently made up of more than 1,000 members with charters in 33 states and Puerto Rico, this is about more than just dueling.
Nope.
We say that the lightsaber fighting is actually just secondary, and what it really is an excuse to make friends with people with common interests from all over the place that you would never have an excuse to meet otherwise.
Jared Grant helps run the Florida chapter. On this day, some of the best in the sport gathered in Claremont, Florida, for no cost to enter competition.
Can someone that doesn't know a thing about sabers compete?
Absolutely.
And while the competition is fierce, even the ranking champion will tell you, even a loss can still feel like a win.
Worst case scenario, I spent the weekend in Orlando, 10 hours away from home, with a great community.
Sportsmanship that literally shines.
I love that entire newscast.
Wow.
So, worst case scenario, you spend a weekend in Orlando with your friends.
I didn't hear where you're supposed to donate the sperm. At what point was that?
I'm gonna email all of the information
okay.
to you.
All right,
and I'm signing us up for LED lightsaber fun. I'm Megan Holiday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
All right, this one's a little strange. It's from a Dutch producer-singer named Zep, Z-E-P, and the song is called Nobody. It is a self-acceptance anthem built around him owning being 6'6" tall, bald, broke, and different. It's called Nobody from Zep. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is the 420 catch of the day from Zep. It's called Nobody on the world-famous K-Rock. It is K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 10.
We are sending you to see Sublime in the Netherlands and getting you on the standby boarding list coming up at 5 on K-Rock.
Yes, I love that song. Thank you for asking.
So good!
Free Radicals, that is You Get What You Give. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. Tell us the story about the sad breakup at McDonald's.
Okay. McDonald's review went viral. A guy named Mike left a 2-star review and he said, "Came here for the seasonal shamrock shake. It was good, but had to knock off a few stars because my wife asked me for a divorce on the car ride home. The McCrispy strips were also tasty, so overall, still a pretty solid afternoon."
What kind of a review is that?
I don't know, but I love it so much.
That's not the McDonald's fault.
No.
Somebody broke up with you on the way home.
I know.
So that brings up the topic, the worst way you or somebody you know got broken up with.
Yeah.
The worst way you got broken up with. I would argue in that case, you wait till after the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Not before.
Exactly. Don't ruin the Shamrock Shake.
Right. You need
McDonald's. Come on. Right.
And then you break up. But the worst way you or somebody you know got broke up with. That is the topic. The phone number is 800-520-1067. And you can call and or text that number.
And for the best phone call, the Netflix is a Joke Festival is coming up. So you get to choose if you want to see Nate Bargatze at Intuit Dome on May 10th or Seth Rogen at The Greek on May 6th.
Worst way you or someone you know got broken up with, 800-520-1067. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Marcos.
Marcos, you're caller 20.
Yeah!
Woo! Yes! Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
You're on the standby boarding list to see Sublime in the Netherlands.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
We're talking about the bad ways that you were broken up with, you or somebody that you know.
And for the best phone call, you're going to get to decide if you want to go see Nate Bargatze at Intuit Dome May 10th or Seth Rogen at The Greek on May 6th, part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
All right. What's the worst way you were broken up with?
My ex went to go use a payphone and never came back.
Went to use the payphone and never came back?
Yep.
Did you have any clue that was going to happen?
Nope.
Did you live together?
We did at the time when my son was born.
You lived together, and he said, I'm going to go use a payphone, and then he just never came back and left all of his stuff.
Yep.
That is a long phone call.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
I went to the Santa Monica Pier with my boyfriend at the time, and one of my friends was dating his brother in prison, and somehow we got separated, and by the time I found them again, she had hickeys all over her neck. He broke up with me and told me that they were going to be together now.
Whoa, wait. So he went off with your friend? Is that what you said?
Yes, who was also dating his brother who was in prison.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can't see that ending well for him.
Oh, it didn't. But, I mean, hey, it wasn't my drama anymore.
Nope, that is true.
Oh, my God, that's rough.
K-Rock, hello.
So I broke up with someone on April Fool's Day.
Oh, that's confusing.
Wow, did you really?
Yeah, so it happened on March 31st. I found a note from him saying, like, all the things that were wrong about me.
Who writes a note like that?
Yeah, and so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pack up all my stuff, and I'm going to go and write a note back. And it just so happened to be that it was the night of the 31st.
Right.
So he found it the next morning, and he, like, texted me. He's like, this is not real, right?
Ha, ha, ha. It's April 1st. You're funny.
Yeah, so it wasn't, like, fully intentional, but I didn't feel bad about it. I felt kind of happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You found a note with all this negative stuff about you, so good for you.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I have a good breakup story.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so I was 20 years old. The guy was gone for the weekend. He comes back home. I say, let's go out to dinner. I take him out to dinner, and the whole time he's acting weird, and he finally says, I have 5 words I want to tell you, so I'm trying to think, I hate your guts. I don't want to see you again. Couldn't figure it out. He basically said, I just want to be friends. So we broke up that night. But it was a Sunday night, so I called Loveline on him later. And we were on Loveline.
Who was the host of Loveline at the time?
It was Poor Man and Dr. Drew, obviously.
And what advice did they give you?
Because I said, do guys start freaking out? He put my name on his shoe. Why did he break up with me? So they said, I don't know, let's call him. So they actually called him.
Excellent.
They called him and said, hey, why did you break up? I don't remember the reason why, but
wow.
Yeah, they called him and
confronted
him on the air. It was kind of funny.
God.
Wow.
Old school days.
All right, 800-520-1067, the worst way you or someone you know got broken up with. We're talking about the worst ways you or somebody you know got broken up with.
Okay, I got a text that says, the worst way I got broken up with is my girlfriend at the time made me dinner and invited my best friend over after dinner, and she said, by the way, I'm breaking up with you.
What?
And me and your best friend are together now. She broke my heart, but that was the best meatloaf I ever had. Worth it. Do it for the meatloaf.
We are taking your phone. phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067. The worst ways you got broken up with.
714 said, I got a letter from this friend of mine first day of high school. It said we were breaking up. I thought we'd just been sleeping together. I didn't think we were dating.
800-520-1067. We are talking about the worst way you were broken up with. 800-520-1067. You have a story for us?
All right. So I dated this guy all through high school, and then we broke up, got back together when we were older, full adults. We were dating for about 2 years, and he decided to break up with me on Christmas with a girl that he worked with at a job that I got him.
Oh, my God. So he broke up with you on Christmas, and in that conversation, did he tell you he was leaving you for that girl?
No, it was the girl he told me not to worry about. And two months later, they eloped in Vegas.
Wow, and they got married.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so I broke up with my ex-boyfriend on his birthday.
Why?
Well, there was a lot of issues with the relationship.
Why on his actual birthday?
I mean, I just, you know, it's all good.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I was 17 years old, and I was broken up with on my 18th birthday.
Ouch.
What happened?
So my entire family is there, and my girlfriend, of course, you know, we've been dating a while, so I invited her to the party, and I asked her, why are you acting so weird? Why are you acting so weird? And finally she just, because I want to break up. And then the party starts going on, and they're like, what are you guys doing in this other room? Come to the party. And so then we had to spend the rest of the party in this awkward, like, we don't want to tell anybody, but yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, that sounds really bad. K-Rock, hello.
It was in the 90s sometime, I'm not really sure. And I was going out with this girl named Debbie. Debbie was not a slut per se, but she liked, but she was slutty. Right, you give her a few drinks, want to flirt, want to act like a slut, but you're not a slut.
Right.
And I called her on it, and she's all drunk. She goes, "F you. Yeah, I'll be a slut. Wrote me a note on a bar napkin. F you. We're broken up." And shoved it in and ran out. I'm like, all right. So the next morning, a friend of ours was over, and she heard that we broke up. So her and I were kind of fooling around a little bit. Now, I had a piece of paper. I had receipts. And we're fooling around in my room, and then Debbie comes in, slams the door open. What are you effing doing, you da-da-da? I'm like, hey, you broke up with me. I got a receipt. I got a note. F you, da-da-da. She storms out. We're broken up now. And then, like, it was an awkward moment with me and the girl.
But you continued, right?
Right.
And we continued. And then, like, 10 minutes later, Debbie storms in with a fork. And she stabs me in my butt. It was the only thing really visible beside the back of my head.
Oh, my God.
God bless Terry. One of our regular callers.
That is wild. All right. Who do we like? I think the first one we talked to.
Right out the gate.
Is tough to beat.
Yeah. Payphone. He said he was going to the payphone and he never came back. So that's Amber.
Amber.
Hi.
Hi there. So you are our winner.
Yay!
Yeah!
He said he was going to the payphone to make a call and never came back is the most extreme version of breaking up.
Yeah, so we figured you could use a night of comedy.
Oh, that'll be awesome. That's great.
Okay, so do you want to see Nate Bargatze at Into a Dome or Seth Rogen at The Greek?
Let's just Seth Rogen.
All right, sounds All good. Right,
you got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, it almost slipped.
I'm sorry, that almost got past me. Ooh. I apologize. Gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. I'm sorry for the tease.
Oh my God, what do we have? Couple weeks left.
Oh, about a week and a half. Yeah.
What's gonna happen? There needs to be a punishment. That's all I know.
Whose side are you on here?
There needs to be a punishment. RHCP forever on KROQ.